You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Breathe and Bounce this week. I'm Michael. That's Reb Bach. You know who Reb Bach is? He's a very underrated guitarist from back in the day, you know? Put a winger. who that was. In case you didn't know, a lot of you kids probably don't know that music back in the 80s. So today's show, I think that it's important for us to talk about loss. Heartbreak, if you will, as the song says. Because I think everyone has experienced it one time or another in their life. You know, when we think of the whole concept of heartbreak, we obviously think of a relationship. Usually like a romantic relationship of some sort, right? And, you know, a lot of things happen when you get into a relationship. Of course, there is that high when you first meet the person. There's that buzz. It's like intoxicating. Like you feel like you cannot be around that person. You feel like they're your whole world. And then sometimes, if you're someone like me who's got BPD, you don't know if your feelings are valid or not. Maybe it's just your brain telling you, playing a trick on you. Maybe you're so excited about the fact someone's showing interest in you, so you feel like you have to show interest back. Who knows? Whatever the reason is, it's all relative. And, you know, when we talk about loss in relationships, we don't just talk about the whole romantic thing. There's the familiar thing, the family, right? I can tell you just basically, I'll tell you my experience with loss. I pretty much lost my family for the most part. I would say probably in 2000, maybe 99. I was 23 years old, and in 1999, my mom passed away when I was 23. I did not have a good relationship with my father, and I did not have a good relationship with my brother. And I would say for the last 24 years of my life, I have not had a consistent family base. I had a spouse, and then eventually in 2007, my first daughter was born, and then 2010, my second kid was born. And that was the family. That was what I thought I had. And some events have happened, and I'm kind of on my own again. And I feel like I've been on my own for so long. It's been really difficult. So, you know, when I look at people that are alone, some that are in worse positions in life than I am, maybe people that are out on the street, maybe people that are involved in like mental health programs, a lot of people start to lose pieces of themselves when they go through a loss, when they go through a heartbreak, when they go through a separation, whatever you want to call it. And it's very hard for people to come back from that. For myself, it's been a struggle. I'm not going to lie. And I think the feelings that take place during all these transitions are very valid. They're very real. You look at people that do have their stuff together. They have a strong family base, maybe a lot of friends, and you kind of feel jealous. You kind of feel upset about that. Like, what did I do wrong? Why didn't I get that? You know, it's okay. Maybe just wasn't our time at that particular moment, but it was someone else's time. One thing that you do wonder is what went wrong? How did everything get to the point it was? Usually when these things happen, they happen very quickly. They happen without warning. And it's usually a result of two people. And we get to a point where all the emotions, all the feelings we've had for each other, we've held inside to be respectful. But instead, we got to a point where everything boiled out and boiled over and created a big problem. And then we're looking for help. And maybe help might be around somewhere, but we have to be careful of the kind of help we find. We need to find pure health, not chemical. I'll explain in a minute. It is hard to move on, isn't it? It's hard when you feel like a piece of your life that was there has somewhat been taken from you. It's somewhat been erased. You know, that's the problem, is we get too comfortable with our lives as they are. We're not prepared for like changes. We're not prepared for things to go south. We're not prepared for things to fall apart and then be forced to live a different kind of life, you know? It's hard. It's very hard to be in that kind of a place. And you just have to learn how to adjust. You have to learn how to, I guess, pivot. That's something we always talk about when we come to our mats, is how no two practices are the same. So we always learn how to adapt and pivot. We might have hit a nice pose, like you might have hit dancer, awesome that one day, but the next day you can't balance, or you just can't grab your leg or something like that. And we have to understand that that is just the natural order of things, that people come and people go. You've heard the saying that some people hang around for a season, some people hang around for years, some people might hang around for a few days, but you have to just be able to be grateful for the impact that people have had with you, the positive, which is very difficult. So a lot of times we end up turning our lives upside down. And like I said earlier, we have to be careful of where we go. We like to go to other places. We like to go find maybe drugs, alcohol to numb the pain. Maybe we gamble a little bit. Maybe we indulge in some more food. Maybe we do things. We toss and turn, can't sleep at night. Or maybe we sleep all day. But the truth of the matter is, life has changed. We live our lives sleeplessly. It's very easy for us to be mad at ourselves and how we handled things, how we did things. It's very easy to kick ourselves up and down because something happened with a significant other, with a family member. You sit here and you start taking inventory about how did this happen, what did I do wrong, all that kind of stuff. You start bringing your head into places that it shouldn't go. And that's what we usually do when we have an adverse event happen in our life, is our head starts going 90 miles an hour. We go to Disneyland and we start thinking of every bad scenario we can think of. We think of a whole bunch of horrible things. Start doubting ourselves, start doubting about how we could have done things better, how we might have hurt someone. And then there are some people that just move on with their life and they don't even care. I worry about those people that don't care. I worry about those people that just can walk away and do so coldly. And when you're alone, it's hard. It's hard to put one foot in front of the other. It's hard to not look back. It's hard to just focus on the future and try to find the best way to live. That is all very hard. It is all very difficult. And it is all very real, no matter what people tell you. Because you'll have friends that say, oh, don't worry about those other fish in the sea. Or they're not your real family. We're your real family. But, you know, it's kind of like with the family thing. You kind of wonder to yourself, was I different? Was I too different for my family? Because that's where I struggle. I have said on the show, I've been diagnosed with ADHD, and my dad couldn't stand the fact I couldn't sit still. My parents put me on medication when I was 4, so you can see they didn't want to deal with it too much, right? And you think about all these things, and they all start adding up. They all start making you crazy. They all start making you think so much. And then you think about other bad scenarios about your other relationships, and it's hard for you to stay present in where you're at. And then you start asking all these questions about how could you have saved the relationship? How could you have done everything? How could you make everything work? And maybe you find answers, or maybe you don't. But you find yourself searching, asking questions all the time.
We are searchlights, we can see in the dark. We are rockets pointed up at the stars. We are billions of beautiful hearts. And you sold us down the river too far. What about us? To be solved. We are children that need to be loved. We were willing, we came when you called. But man, you fooled.
So what about us? What about all the broken, happy ever after?
What about us? What about us? You know, it's a good question. We don't think about the after effects of whatever happens. We have emotional breakdowns. We have moments where we feel weak and we have to yell, we have to scream, we have to let our egos run the show, and we forget what was the purpose of everything. What was the purpose of being together? What was the purpose of being a family? What is the purpose of all of this? And the purpose is to create a strong bond that no one can break, that no one can come in between. But sometimes we're not able to do that because we don't have a relationship with the person that we should have a relationship with. We are unbeknownst to that relationship that we need to have. Because no relationship will survive if you do not have a relationship with this person. There's one person you have to have a relationship with. There's one person you need to get to know. There's one person that you need to talk to. And there is one person that might be able to provide answers for you. And that one person, of all people, is you. There's no us, there's you. There always is you. There's you when you wake up in the morning. There's you when you go to bed. There's you when you walk to school. There's you when you get in your car and drive to work. There's you when you're going to the store to get groceries. You are dependent on yourself for just about everything that you do in this life. And if you get someone that's willing to accept you for you when you figure out what you really means, then yeah, they're a keeper. But these days, it's hard to find that. These days, people are so self-involved. People are so hypnotized by phones. They're so agnetized by the events going on in the world. And they forget about the fact that people need people. People need people in this world to survive. People need people to hold hands with. People need people they can go to with their problems that will listen and listen without judgment. Families can't listen without judgment. I mean, they have to listen without judgment. That's your family. And no matter what they do, you have to love them and find a way. And if staying away from them for a while is the way you do that, then that's what you do. But you do what's good for you, because what's important is finding the relationship you have with you. Not the relationship you have with your husband, not the relationship you have with your wife, your mother, your father, your siblings. The relationship you have with you. And if you can find a way to take care of that relationship, I believe everything else will fall into place. And there are going to be days where you're disappointed in yourself. There are going to be days when you feel really upset by something you did. You're going to have a little bit of guilt and shame every once in a while. We talked about how horrible that was last week, by the way. So you don't want to live with that for the rest of your life. You want to, like I said, you want to do your best to kind of move forward. Don't beat yourself up. Give yourself grace. We all have to live. We all have to be our best. And the way that we can be our best is if we get to know us better. We find a way to move on from all the stuff that happened. Whether you were the person in the right or the wrong, it does not matter, because you have to find a way to rise up and to be stronger and to move on. And that is very difficult for some people, myself included. Moving on for me is one of the most difficult things that I can do in my life. I'm still working on trying to move on from things that happened to me in my childhood. And yeah, we'll get to that here in just a few minutes here on Breathe and Bounce. Remember, if you want to find out more about the show, just go right to the website, www.breatheandbounce.com. We have a lot of big things coming up, so you're not going to want to go anywhere. In the meantime, we'll be right back.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
How many days have passed like this? The city, the crowd is fading, moving on. Sometimes I have wondered where you've gone. Story carries on, lonely, lost inside. I had this dream so many times. Spent have passed and gone away. Could there be an end to this? What I'm feeling deep inside, you know there's no looking back. Glassy sky above. As long as I'm alive, you will be part of me. Change the way we fall. I didn't want to hurt you, hope you know. Empty promises, shattered dreams of love. Sometimes I wonder what's beyond. I tried many times to make it up to you. Somebody tell me what to do. I thought we're meant to be, but there's no looking back. Time has already gone. The sun is gone, no more shadows. Can't give up, I know, and this life goes on. I'll be strong, I'll be strong till I see the end. Inside I've been shaken, my sanity taken. Our broken halves, they intertwine. From once was yours and once was mine.
It's always tough to write your own story when you feel like your story has been written over the course of many years. Maybe you were stuck in this toxic family environment, or you were stuck in this relationship where you felt like you couldn't have your own voice, you didn't know who you were. And that's one of the problems with relationships, is we invest so much into everything just to have it possibly bite us in the end. Now, if you can find yourself strong people to be with, strong partners and stuff like that, then maybe it's all good. But that's a rare gem in this world to find. Because, as I said earlier, people are very, we're in a very entitled place right now with people, you know. And it's kind of a hard thing for people to swallow. But there are times when you're stuck in relationships where you don't feel like you have your own sense of self anymore. You've kind of lost it. You kind of have dipped it into everything, whether it be, you know, you're that girl that's trying to make their dad happy, be that daddy's little girl. Maybe you're that son that's trying to keep everything together, especially if mom and dad are having problems. Or then in a relationship, you find yourself changing your life and building it around other people. And then the day comes where it's gone. Everything just kind of happens. And it kind of just blows up in your face. It's kind of like a landslide that you don't know how to clean up, and that you don't know how you're going to move forward.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide?
Yes, your whole world, as you know it, kind of falls apart at that moment. So the big question is, what do you do? What do you do when all that craziness comes your way and you have to act? As I said earlier in the show, there is one person that you are stuck with for the rest of your life. That person is you. You look in the mirror, you see yourself. When you go into bed, you feel yourself hit the sheets, pull that blanket over your shivering body, whatever the case might be. You have to depend on you. So, one of my friends wrote this poem, and I thought it was really, really great. So I wanted to share it with you. And this is what it says. The world will break your heart in every way imaginable. That's guaranteed, and I can't explain it. Neither the madness he carried inside nor the madness others carry. Life is never fair, but you gotta deal with the blows and keep moving forward. And when your heart is broken, you have to build it again. And not just that, you'll have to trust again. And that's the hard part. In spite of all of this, even if life shatters all your illusions, you must keep on dreaming. Do you know why? Because if you don't get excited, because if you don't dream, because if you don't love, what kind of life will you be living? Why do you want to want a life if you're not enjoying it? You can't live in fear of life. Life is like this. You fall, you get up, and you fall again to rise again. But if you don't even move for fear of falling, actually, you are already lost. I thought that was a real beautiful piece that someone wrote on Facebook, a friend of mine, someone who works for me too. And I think that's true. We all fall down. The question is, do we get back up? And maybe when we're dealt with the blow of a heartbreak or a loss, and we have this storm of grief going over us, how do we handle it? Well, you build a house to hide in so the storm doesn't get you. And the only way you can build a house is if you're strong enough to do so. If you're intuitive enough to come up with a way. You use what you know, and that's how you build. And as you go, slower but surely, you start to build the house. Because, you know, whenever you build something, no matter what it is, it takes time. Especially if you build a house. Do you see these houses that pop up? Do you think those houses were built in a day? No, they usually take about months. And you have to give yourself that time. You have to give yourself that credit that you can do it. There are going to be times when you start to build the house and something's not going to work right. I mean, there's nothing more annoying when you build something and you thought you could do it and you didn't need the directions. But then you see that you put a wrong screw in the wrong place or you put a wrong board in the wrong place. And then you're like, man, I should have read the directions. Well, you have the directions. You just have to trust the directions that you wrote. You have to just trust the directions that someone is giving you. Remember, no two houses have to be alike that you build. Sure, the storm's going to come and blow down your house, but you have to rebuild because you have to live in a house. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about like a physical house. I'm not talking about like, you know, a house outside. You have to build your own spiritual, mindful house. I don't know how you want to say it. You have to build a house where you have a strong foundation. And if your foundation is strong, that way you can see the red flags of people trying to trick you. You can see the red flags of people trying to use you. You can see the red flags of people trying to betray you. And like I said, this isn't just for people that are in intimate relationships. This goes for any relationship whatsoever, whether it's a friend, whether it's a family member, whatever. And yeah, there are those people out there that are really sick. They can't be helped. They can't do anything. Some of them don't want to do anything and just want to play victim and just live with whatever it is they're going through, and they don't care who gets hurt. And there are some people, like me, that want to build and learn and try to move forward. And that's the thing. Are you willing to move forward? Are you willing to build that house? Because once you complete that house, the only other thing you can do is build another one. Or you can build a car, or you can build a tree, build a garden. Whatever the case may be, once you get that foundation set and you start building on it, everything else will become easier. And that's what it is. Constant rebuilding. Constant doing the same thing over and over again. You find a way to rise from the ashes, and then sometimes you'll fall again, and then you got to rise up again. Remember, get knocked down 8 times, get up 9. That is the most important lesson I can tell you in life. Because when you stop getting up, it's over. And you might not want it to be over yet. So keep rebuilding.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, is rising. Just finding a way to rise above, finding a way to just overcome. For me, that's what life is about. That has always been my thing, is just trying to overcome anything that comes your way, completely get yourself stronger and be ready for the next time. The one thing that I never do in life is give up. I never give up. I mean, I should give up more than I do, but I don't. I fight for everything. Because to me, there's important things in life. And right now I'm fighting for peace. I'm fighting for a way to keep the voices outside of my head. I'm finding a way to just calm. Stillness, space. I've been fighting it for years now. And that fight seems to be costing me some things that are very near and dear to my heart, but I have to come roaring out of those ashes, like Skylar Grey said. Someone lights the matches, I have to rise from the ashes. So, right now, we're going to go ahead and do a nice little meditation. So close your eyes and find your breath. And just think about, how can you connect with yourself at this moment? How can you feel alive? The first thing, notice your breath. Notice when you inhale, and notice when you exhale. Every time you do that is one thing you can focus on that tells you that you're alive. So start following your breath for the next few minutes. Now take a second to think about something that's aching your heart. Something that might be making you feel heavy, sad. Just keep it in your mind, just for a moment, and feel that sensation of the pain that comes with it. Just sit with it for a moment. If you feel like you have to cry a little bit, then go ahead and cry. Don't hold back. Just release. When you're ready to let that pain go, then release the feeling that this has brought you. And try to find a way to overcome all that pain and suffering. You can go ahead and you can open your eyes, wiggle your fingers, bring yourself back to your space where you're at. Getting over heartbreaks is not easy. It's very difficult. Thing I will tell you is just journal your feelings out. Do whatever you need to do to get those feelings out. Don't suppress those feelings. Just do what you need to do. And don't blame yourself for any of it. Don't blame yourself for anything that's happened. Give yourself grace. And just be ready to move on. Thank you so much for listening today. May your breath take you places that your mind cannot. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Namaste.